This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Following last night's Bentonville School Board meeting, students in that city will get another school resource officer. Some students in the Bentonville district will be wearing ID badges in the future, and some will receive detention if they participate in tomorrow's National School Walkout to protest gun violence. The board voted unanimously to require 9th through 12th grade students to wear ID badges at school. The move will cost the district about $40,000. The board also voted 4-3 to uphold the district's absentee and tardy policies as they are written in the student handbook, which means any student who participates in tomorrow's walkout may be marked as absent and assigned detention. In Fort Smith, the school board there voted unanimously in favor of asking residents for a millage increase to fund improvement projects at several schools. The district will ask for a roughly 5.6 millage increase during an election on May 22nd. That's during the primary election date. That translates to about $9 extra a month per $100,000 of home value. The millage increase would fund about $120 million worth of projects across the school district, including storm shelters, gyms, and technology expansion. Arkansas lawmakers are back at the state capitol for a special session of the legislature that began this morning. A key item being considered is a new regulation regarding pharmacy benefit managers and reimbursement rates to pharmacists. State Representative Michelle Gray of Melbourne says it became necessary after the state's largest insurance carrier switched its pharmacy benefit manager, or PBM, this past January.
But when Blue Cross decided to do the same type of contract, then we now had, 90% of the total market share was paying this below-cost model, reimbursement model to the pharmacies. And at that point in time, that's when it really hit home. And we have pharmacies and pharmacists who, haven't paid themselves, independent stores, they haven't paid themselves a salary since December.
Gray says as a Republican, she needs to walk the line on regulations, but says this is a clear example of needed regulatory intervention. The bill would also free pharmacists to discuss potentially cheaper generic drug options with customers. A spokeswoman for CVS tells Arkansas Business the draft bill's language, quote, would eliminate tools that help lower the cost of prescription drug benefits. Lawmakers will also discuss highway funding and the permitting process for animal waste systems. Remember those rumors late last year about Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton becoming the director of the CIA in a series of events launched by a possible removal of Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State? Well, it didn't happen. Rex Tillerson is out as Secretary of State, and former CIA Director Mike Pompeo is replacing him. But that's where the speculation about Arkansas's senator ends. President Donald Trump announced Mike Pompeo will be replaced by current Deputy Director Gina Haspel. She becomes the first woman to direct the agency. The Arkansas Razorback softball team is returning home after dropping a pair of one-run games in Georgia yesterday. Arkansas lost 1-0 and 5-4 in Athens. The Razorbacks will host 5 non-conference games, beginning with Friday's 5 p.m. matchup against Iowa State this weekend. And the Arkansas men's golf team is also returning from a trip to Athens, Georgia. Arkansas won the Southern Intercollegiate Tournament yesterday by 17 strokes. Arkansas is ranked 18th in the country. And the band Modest Mouse is returning to Northwest Arkansas. The Walmart Amp will host the band Thursday, July 19th, as part of the Cox Concert Series. Tickets, available through the usual Walton Arts Center outlets, go on sale Friday morning at 10. The Fayetteville School District released the results of its students' demographic study this month and shared the findings with the school board and members of the city council. Superintendent Matthew Wendt says the study shows Fayetteville is growing, but it's no Bentonville, Rogers, or Springdale. He says there are about 150 to 200 new students per year across the entire school system, although the district is projected to have more than 10,000 students beginning the 18-19 school year.
The growth is manageable. I also like to believe that the growth is aligned with the plans of the city council, the mayor.
The study also finds it's likely the high school and junior high schools will be able to accommodate the student population for the next 10 years.
Some probably feel the high school is too big at this point, but those are folks that likely have not have the opportunity to spend a day or a week in our high school. Yes, it's a large campus, but our classrooms, the actual classrooms where the teaching and learning is taking place, it's no larger than many other classrooms across Northwest Arkansas.
That means, Wendt says, the district will not be building a second high school anytime soon. He adds most of the growth, 90% of it, is happening at the elementary school level.
At the elementary level, somewhat of a different story. We have a pressure point in the Holcomb Elementary School area. I believe the demographic study also indicates that there is growth in other areas, Owl Creek area, Happy Hollow area, certainly Vandergriff on the east side.
The Fayetteville superintendent says he's also pleased with the projected growth within the boundaries of Washington Elementary School.
And that is, again, directly aligned to the city's strategic plan to reform, restructure, and revitalize the heart, what I call the heart of Fayetteville. And what we're seeing is older homes being demolished, newer ones built, younger couples and families moving into that area.
Wendt says despite the growth in the elementary schools, no immediate plans exist to build a new elementary school in the next 3 years. But by 2022, it will likely be something the district is thinking about. During that same school board meeting, Wendt also announced the formation of a school safety and security task force. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek will have more on that on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large at noon and 7 on 91.3 KUAF.